I wonder then, what are we waiting for? What are we expecting? What are we thinking about? Do you know, when I first started looking at this passage last week, I just couldn't get past those first five words. The people were waiting expectantly. Maybe because it's a new year, or maybe for another reason. Just right at the start of that passage, the people were waiting expectantly. And just to get us started today, I wonder what we're thinking about. I wonder what we're hoping for. And I wonder if we can maybe just spend 3 or so minutes just sharing with that. And you've got time to shuffle up in your rows. You've got time to go into a row behind you just to share with somebody near you. What are you hoping for? What are you thinking about? What are your hopes and dreams for this coming year? I think we'll put some music on and we'll chat for a minute. Once you've said that, you can talk about anything you like. I hope that was a good time to just share with each other and listen to each other and hear what's going on. But I want to talk today about the Holy Spirit. And it's not the easiest of topics. And sometimes we'd rather avoid it. And as I read the Bible, though, and I hope a few of us are reading along through the year, reading the Bible and seeing it too, we see at the right at the start, the Spirit was there, hovering over the waters, and we'll see it right through to the end. The Spirit is there. And in our two passages today, the Holy Spirit came both times. And I want to look at the effect of that Holy Spirit on those passages today. So straight after our first one, so Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the desert. That's 4 verse 1. And then 4 verse 14, Jesus returns to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. And then in verse 16, he went to Nazareth, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and unrolling it, he found the place where it's written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." I wonder how that would change some of the things that we think about if Jesus came here and read that out to us and say he's here to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. How would that influence what we think and feel? And then in our other passage, and this is a fascinating part of the Acts of the Apostles, and actually it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because there's something missing in the faith of these people, such that it's thought that they need to have Peter and John to come and pray for them. So Peter and John go and pray with them, that they would receive the Holy Spirit. And well, guess what happens? The people were changed. And if you read around that passage, you see how all of the people affected were affected. All the people were different in some way. And I'd like to think here today about if Peter and John prayed for the Holy Spirit to come on people, should we pray for the Holy Spirit to come on us? Should we pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon others? If the answer is yes, should we pray that once, or should we pray that regularly? The first thing I'd like to say is that if you've really trusted Jesus, then you do have the Holy Spirit in you. But I wonder, is it recognisable? I wonder, do we notice it? I'm going to look at something that Jesus said about it. So in John 3, Jesus says this about the Spirit. He says, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." And sometimes the Holy Spirit is working quietly in the background, almost imperceptible, almost invisible. But I've been really encouraged in the last few days as I've spoken to people and I've heard how the Spirit has been working in their lives, how God has been changing people that I see every day. I hadn't really known that God was doing things in those people. And the image that's been with me as I've prayed through this week has been one of a little pilot light. A little pilot light just burning away in the background. It's small and it's just about a light. But then suddenly it goes whoosh, and I love the sound and the light and the heat that it creates as it turns on. And there's a danger that we spend our whole Christian lives like that little pilot light, not necessarily allowing God to give us more of himself, not necessarily asking God to ignite our lives, just happy with our little pilot light. I wonder what you were waiting expectantly for as you started this year. I wonder what you shared with the person or people sitting around you. I wonder if you felt you needed the Holy Spirit within those things. Because sometimes God sends his Spirit on us when we're coming into a difficult time, or we're coming into a time of trial, just like Jesus as he went into the desert to be tempted. Sometimes God sends the Spirit on us when we're struggling in our faith, when we're wondering what it's all about. And one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into all truth. And sometimes the Holy Spirit can empower us to do things that we otherwise couldn't do. The Holy Spirit can equip us for the things that God assigns for us to do. And when our pilot light is small, we'll find it difficult or even impossible to do the things in the way that God intended us to. So I wonder, when you shared with each other, were you optimistic? Were you waiting expectantly? Well, as it happened, the people waiting expectantly in our Luke passage got it wrong. They were all wondering if John was the Christ, until John said no. "I'm baptizing you with water, but one more powerful than me will come. I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. He will baptize you with fire and with the Holy Spirit." He was talking about Jesus, of course. And that's why whatever we're hoping for, whatever we're dreaming for, whatever our plans are, I hope that we're asking the Holy Spirit to guide us in them. And I hope we're asking the Holy Spirit if they're the right things And I pray that we know the Holy Spirit affirming us as we do that. Because as a church, I hope we're seeking to recognise afresh the power and love of God and to accept that into our lives. You may have noticed that we've tried to spend more time in prayer. We try to have times when people can just be prayed for. And it would be my privilege to pray with anyone at the end of this service. I'd ask that you just sit at the front. There's a couple of chairs around over there and at the front by a tree. It would be a real privilege to just spend some time in prayer for those things that you're thinking about. And we're going to try and do that more over the next few weeks. So if you want to be a person that prays for others, then do let me know. Because unless God is with us, unless God is influencing who we are and is within us, we can do things maybe that are very noteworthy, and we can say things that are very profound, but they won't necessarily change anything in eternity. God is about eternity. God is an eternal being. I wonder what the effect might be if we did ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Would you notice anything? Will we feel anything? Of course, I can't tell you that. I just know it's different for different people. But you might find a new hunger for reading the Bible. You might know a new passion to pray. You might find it easier to pray. It might bring your relationship with God alive in a way that you haven't known recently. What I can tell you is, based on what I read in here, that the effect of the Holy Spirit is that we become inspired by God, that we are communicating our God, and that we're commended by our God. This is my child whom I love, and in you I am well pleased. I wonder if other people will notice. Even with that little pilot light, people will sometimes see something of Jesus within us. But as the Holy Spirit increases in us, people will naturally see more of Jesus. We must remember, we can't force it. God will do what he will do. But let's ask. Let's ask and wait and expect for God to fill us, for God to bless us, for that pilot light to fan into flame.